Now it's time to talk with John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And it's another day of the shutdown, or partial shutdown, at least the third day. What's up now, John?
Well, it looks like the market's going to be down again. Of course, it hasn't crashed or anything, but the Dow was down about 58 points yesterday, and the NASDAQ was down, as well as the S&P 500. Dow futures down between 30 and 50 points this morning, depending on whether you blink and what time you look. We did get one bit of economic data this morning that came from the government. I guess they'd already compiled these numbers. Every Thursday, we talk about the number of people who have filed for unemployment benefits for the first time. It's called initial jobless claims. It was flat. It was 307,000 or so last week, and it's 308,000 this week, so that's certainly not going to move the markets. But it is interesting. We can kind of focus on something that happened yesterday since there's not a lot of other news to talk about. You may have seen that video of that fire where the Tesla electric car caught fire and burned. Well, you know, big deal. One car is in an accident, catches fire and burns electric vehicle. Well, that wiped out several billion dollars of market value. Now, Tesla, you may not really know who they are. It's a publicly traded company. Their stock was down yesterday about $12 a share on that news. It's down another $5 or $6 this morning. That shaved about $2 or $3 billion off of their market value. Now, you may not know who the founder of Tesla is, but it's a guy named Elon Musk, and you may not recognize that name, but he's an interesting guy. He is the guy who founded founded PayPal, which he sold to eBay in 2002. Now he also has a company that he's also the co-founder of, in addition to Tesla, that's called SpaceX, S-P-A-C-E-X. That's a company that has a contract with NASA. They're the people that are currently delivering payloads to the orbiting International Space Station. And that company, this reminds me of the tech bubble that happened back a few years ago. Y'all remember that. This is a company that last year, for example, lost about $400 million. It's really never made any money making electric cars. Their market cap is $22 billion. Now, that's a third of the size of Ford and about half the size of GM, and here's a company that's making electric cars. But this one video goes viral and wipes out a couple billion dollars of market value. A couple of other interesting things: Mercedes-Benz says that in the month of September, they sold more vehicles than they ever sold in any single month in their history. They sold about 142,000 cars, up about 16%. And where's that demand coming from? The United States, and, oh yeah, by the way, increasing demand in China. And Walmart announcing they were going to issue about $1.75 billion of new corporate debt with a AA rating from Fitch. That's investment grade, of course. But it's interesting if you look at the rates. Walmart is borrowing $1 billion for 5 years at a rate of 1.95%, and they're issuing $750 million of 30-year bonds with a yield of 4.75%, taking advantage of these low interest rates before, of course, the Fed tapering takes place and rates shoot up even more.
Yeah, that, you know, they can borrow a lot. I think Walmart has good potential for success.
Well, their cash flow will clearly support a lot of debt. That's true.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. If you have a question of him, he'd sure like to talk with you. He's right here in Fort Smith. You don't have to travel a long distance. And you could call him at 479-782-2527. You can email him as well, and he uses the questions a lot of times for his column in the Times Record. You could email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.